So there are three or four books we can use.
我们可以用三四本书。
One is it's okay.
Okay.
One is the sources of Sangha.
Oh, 源头都是无著菩萨，还有弥勒。
From Abhisamma Alankara.
Abhisamma Alankara.
Yeah.
Name
jewel of ornamental realization.
应该是性观庄严论。
And that verse gives the 22.
Oh, 然后里面的有讲到二十二种。
We memorized this verse in the monastery. And I also got the Sanskrit. Because it's fun to study it. So I'll just read it for good luck. Semkhye Pani Shenichi Yanda Zope Chanchi Du Dedan Deni Doshin Du Dudan Gyebe Goni Ju Deyan Sasa Dawa Me Teta Renchen Jungne So Dojo Rimen Shenin Dan Yishin Nobu Nima Lu Gyalpo Tsuda Namba Tse Shimba Kume Chidan Ni Danyan Chua Tindam Ki Namba Nishu Tsani So Namba Nishu Tsani So means there are 22. Then it comes right after the definition of bodhicitta. So it's very famous. We always use it. All my students know it. Semkhye Pani Shenlin Che Yanda Zobe Chanchi Du means, what is the definition of bodhicitta? I want to become Buddha. Complete Buddha. To help other people. To help all other beings. Then the Sanskrit is Chittabada Parathaya Samyak Sambodhikamata Samasa Vyasata Sacha Yata Sutram Sachochyate. This is the same verse, original. Then they give the 22 examples in Sanskrit. Bhu Hema Chandra Jvalanar Nidhi Ratnakaranabai Vajra Chalaus Shaudi Maitrish Chintamanya Arka Nirpa Ganja Mahamarga Yana Prasra Nodakyai Anandokti Nadi Meghadva Dvavim Shati means 22. Dvavim Shati means 22. Sacha Iti. These are the original. Sanskrit. There's a whole book about it from Ganden Monastery. And it was written 500 years ago. Maybe this is, what do you call it? Tang Chao, I think. Then the first Panchen Lama explained it. And Jetsun Kapa explained it. And I like Jetsun Kapa the most. So I thought we can do that one. This book, his first big book that he wrote. He was only 25 years old. So, here are the 22. And just we try to finish the 22. The root text by a Sangha. It's De Dan Deni Doshin Du. These are taught in the sutras. Du Dan Ge Be Gon De Jun means in short way and in a long way. In short, in the 22 are short way and long way. The first two are short. And 20 are long. So here we go. And I think it would be fun to make a tanka. A new tanka. To give the meaning. I like that tanka with the levels. But I think it would be fun to make a better one. okay. So this was written down by a Sangha. But taught by Maitreya. So first one. So the first one is The bodhicitta, which is like the earth.
就像大地一样的菩提心。
That's the first one.
这是第一种。
Of the 22.
就二十二种的第一种。
And this is a strange thing. Let me see. The old name for bodhicitta.
就菩提心的。
Yeah, this one.
哦，就这。
Yeah.
So
it must be this one is the earth, I think, because the last one is the clouds. Maybe this is earth. The last one is the clouds, you know.
So you mean the up, highest?
I guess
the
lower one is the earth, yeah.
I think so. 最低的这个是地。
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Gold.
Yeah.
Moon. Fair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think we can make a better one.
Yeah.
Okay, or a modern one.
我做现代版。
So the old word for, there's two words for bodhicitta.
菩提心有两个词。
In Sanskrit.
在法文当中有两个词。
One is bodhicitta.
一个就叫 bodhicitta.
One is chittopada.
另外一个叫 chittopada.
Then chitta means mind.
Chitta 意思就是意识。And
upada means to grow.
Upala 意思就是生长。
Samkhya, right? To get the wish for Buddhahood.
就是发愿成佛。
So he explains the first one.
他就解释了第一种。
Let me see.
Earth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why it's earth?
为什么是大地呢?
This I maybe.He studied it, but if he didn't study it, I thought he would like it. It says, we say bodhicitta is not a mental function, it's a main consciousness. Yeah, it's not function of the mind.
General awareness?
Yeah.
是一时的一个整体的一个觉知感知。
Then there's a big argument about it.
但这一点就很多人。
But this is the old idea.
但这是一个很古老的理念。
That it's a bodhicitta. Chitta means main mind.
Bodhicitta 的 chitta 的意思就是主要的意
识。And chitta means function of the mind. 51 function of the mind.
Chitta 意思就是意识的五十一个作用。
So there's a very famous statement that bodhicitta is not.A function of the mind, it's the main mind.
所以有一个很主要的一个说法就是菩提心不是意识的作用而是主要的意识。
And it has two wishes.
而且有两种发心。
One for Buddhahood.
一种是成佛。
And the other to help people.
另外一个就是帮助众生。
But so it's like the main mind.
所以就像是主要的意识。
That has two wishes.
它有两个发愿。
And that's why it's called Bodhicitta. Chitta means main mind.
这就是为什么它在梵文当中叫 bodhicitta, chitta 就是主要的意思。
Chitta means, chitta means part, function of the mind, 51.
Chitta 意思就是意识的作用51种。
But anyway, the chitta,
chitta
is like the ground.
就像大地一样。
The whole mind.
就整个的意识。
It's like the ground.
就像大地。
Because that desire to become Buddha for other people,
就是这种为了众生而发愿成佛的心。
Is the foundation,
是一个基础
of all the qualities of the Buddha.
就是佛陀所有品质的基础。
But the mind is the foundation, not the wishes.
但是是意识是这个基础，而不是我们的这个发愿。
Okay, so that's the first one.
这是第一个。
And the,Just before the 22, a Sangha says, I will teach you from Sutra in a short way and in a long way.
Your long way means to most
20. 20 are long way, 2 are short way.
Okay.
First 2 are short way.
就是在讲到22种菩提心之前，然后无著菩萨就说我先教两个比较短的，然后再教20个比较长。
A Sangha gives definition.
所以无著菩萨给了定义。
Then he gives long, a short way.
然后接着给了一个比较简短的两个。
Then he gets 20.
然后又给接着讲了20个。
And that's a long way.
就比较长的。
Second one.
第二个。
Gold, he knows.
金，您知道。
And he says that represents, these are all to teach bodhicitta.
这就是关于菩提心的古老的教授。
So they are all the wish to become a Buddha to help other people.
都是关于为了要成佛度化众生的这种方法。
They're all the same thing.
都是一样的。
But different part of that wish.
就是这个发愿的不同的部分。
So the second one.
第二部分。
So the first one is the whole mind.
第二个就是完整的整个意识。
Which is like the ground.
就像地基一样。
And then all the good qualities of Buddha grow out of that.
就是佛陀的所有的这些好的品质就从
Like trees grow out of that.
就像树长出来。
Then the second one
第二个
is the wish to help others, which goes on for a long, long time.
就希望帮助他人的这种发愿，就是会持续很长很长时间。
And it doesn't matter that person dies or you see many lifetimes that idea goes on.
不管这人是否死掉，就生生世世这个想法就会持续下去。
To help other people.
就帮助众生。
By using the six perfections,
通过这个六波罗蜜来帮助
and it never changes,
而且从不改变
for many lifetimes,
就无数的生生世世
therefore it's like gold.
因此就像
in English, we call gold is a noble metal. It means it doesn't rust.
Okay, 在英文当中，我们说金，我们把它称作就是noble metal.
Noble means super pure.
就是超级纯净的金属，因为它永远不会生锈。
If you put steel there,
如果你放铁在那边
you know, or copper,
钢或是铜
then after I don't know, 10 years it will get dirty.
可能十年之后就会开始变得很脏了。
Gold won't change for
但是黄金
hundreds of years,
数百年都不会变。
So that wish to help people.Life after life after life, it's like gold. It never gets old. It never changes.
所以这种帮助众生的发愿，就生生世世发愿，它就像金一样，从不就不会变旧啊，不会改变。
So that's what the gold means.
这就是黄金的代表。
So those two are like the introduction, and the other 20 are details.
所以这两者就是介绍，接下来二十个就是比较详细的讲解。
And Jetsun Kapa quotes a teacher named Hari Bhadra. Hari Bhadra.
那卡巴大师也引用了一位叫哈利巴扎的人。
And he wrote an explanation of this book.
那个人就对这本书写了一个注释。
And that explanation is 2,000 pages.
那个解释就有2000页。
It's a two books in the Tengyur.
就是
Tengyur is 210 books.
Okay, 就关于那个论里面的。
And two whole books are this commentary.
就是有两大本书是关于这个解释。
And we finished all those input all of those books. It took 25 years.
我们花了25年把这论也都所有扫描。
So it's all on the website free.
现在已经都免费放到网上。
Okay, third one.
第三个。
It's called Laksam Namda. Okay. What's that, Connie?
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it all by myself.
yeah. And that's Laksam Namda means I will help all those people, even if nobody helps me.
意思就是，哪怕没人帮助我，我也会帮助所有的众生。
And I don't care.
我不在乎。
Even if people criticize me.
哪怕人们指责我
then I will take responsibility.
我会担起这个责任。
So that's a special Buddhist idea.
这就是一种特殊的佛法里
的理念。It's actually come just before Bodhicitta.
实际上这个是在菩提心之前的。
I will help people even if nobody helps me.
就哪怕没人帮助我，我也会帮助所有。
And even if people try to stop me,
哪怕人们试着阻拦我
，I won't give up.
我也不会放弃。
And that's like the full moon.
这就像那个满月一样。
So that's the next one.
这就是下一个。
Because if you have that strong intention,
如果你有这么强烈的发心的话
then it's called the 37 qualities of a Buddha.
这叫做什么？佛陀的37道品。
They will grow more and more inside of you.
就会在你内在越来越越怎么说呢？越增长。
So on the first day of the moon, it's black.
So, 就是第一天那个月亮是叫做新月嘛，是黑的。
Then every day, a little more light.
每一天都会变得
And then on the 15th, it's full.
就15就满愿。
So if we have that intention, personal responsibility, then our, those 37 parts of the Buddha has 37 parts.
就佛陀37道品,37个品质。
That dust will start to grow and grow.
就会开始越来越变得盈满。
So it's called like the full moon. That's the third one.
满月一样,这是第三个。
Is it in the painting?
画里有两个。
Is there a sun?
有没有,
or moon, sorry.
有没有月,
yeah, he has, yeah. So that should be a full moon.
应该要满月的,要满月。
Yeah, yeah. They call Dao Tsepa means full moon. 15th.
意思就是15的,要满月。
Then he, you know, some other day,
还有其他的日期?
These 22 are found in by Buddha, wow. In the old sutra. Yeah, this was written 800 years after Buddha.
这个是佛,
the Sangha is 800 years after Buddha.
就菩萨是在佛陀之后八百年。But
if we have time,
如果我们时间,
you can find all of them in the sutra.
你实际上所有这些都可以在经文里面找得到。
And I did it on the airplane, I went and found them.
然后我在来这里的飞机上再找。
There's a many sutra on perfection of Borobolomido.
有关于波罗波罗蜜多有很多的经文。
There's 8,000 verses.
有8,000颂。
There's 300 verses.
有300颂。
700 verses.
700颂。
What's the 700 verses?
七干净。
And there's a
8,000.
There's 25,000. There's 18,000.
25,000.
Yeah. But the 25,000 is called 20,000. You know, it's a funny thing.
Oh,
it's a wrong name.
25,000 is 2,000.
It's really 25, but everybody call it 20.
Okay, 实际上就25,000颂,
it's an old Buddhist joke. And there's 100,000 verses.
100,000, yeah.
Then that takes, I don't know, 12 volumes. It's 12,000 pages.
12,000,
the 20,000 one. The 22 come from that. But to identify them is very difficult.
Yeah.
Okay, number four.
第四点.
This is cool. Sacerdawa. They are Sacerdawa, though. Let's see. Is that. It's like a fire? Yeah. Fire. Then that's a really long story. So when you study Borobolomido, we call Kenbasu means three kinds of knowledge. Shishe Lamshe Namken. Shishe Lamshe Namken. Shishe means the direct perception of emptiness. By a person who doesn't have bodhicitta. And the second one is called... So that means foundation knowledge. Then there's lamshe, which means path knowledge. Path knowledge. Knowledge about the path. And that one is direct perception of emptiness by a person who is Mahayana Bodhisattva, but not Buddha.
就是菩萨见到了空性，但他还没有成佛。
And the third one is Namken, means a knowledge of a Buddha.
第三个就是说佛陀的知识。
Knows all things.
就辨知的。
And that's the main subject of Borobolomido. It's those three.
就是波罗波罗蜜多的主要的主题。
We call three kinds of knowledge.
我们把它叫做三智，三种主要的知识。
And it's actually three direct perceptions of Kongxing. So by a person who's, they're Arya, but they are not Bodhisattva. Second one is Bodhisattva and Arya. but not a Buddha.
第二种就是他菩萨已经证见到空性，但还没有成佛。
And the third one is a Buddha.
第三种就是佛陀了，已经成佛。
Shiva Kimi Sun. Then we can discuss those sometime. It's a big subject by Maitreya.
就是你的菩萨一个很大的主题。
Then the preparation to reach those three.
就是你要做准备达到这三种。
It's like a fire.
就像火一样。
Because it burns the firewood,
就是它会把那些木头烧掉。
Of the obstacles to those three kinds of understandings of emptiness.
Okay, 就是摧毁那些就见到这三种空性，就这种三种空性的障碍，摧毁这些障碍。
So the first two of the 22 are general.
就是二十二种。
Earth and gold.
二十二种比喻就前两种。是大指的，就是一个大。
And then the other 20.
另外二十个。
They are going higher and higher.
就是递进。
So number 3 is lowest one.
所以第三个是最低的。
And then 22 is the highest one.
第二十二个是最高阶。
So there's a progression.
就一个递进的。
So this one fire.
第一个火。
Means what is it burning?
就说它在烧什么？
The wood which it's burning.
就这个木头在燃烧。
It's a mental obstacle.
它燃烧的就是意识的这些障碍。
To understand 空性。
就是你见到空性的障碍。
Yeah, so it's cool.
所以是。
But it's the preparation to reach those three. So it's not so high.
所以就是它就是一种加行道，所以还不是很高的。
You can say.Five paths, right?
你可以说五道吗？
Then this is during the first two paths, before you see emptiness directly.
这个是在见到之前的头两道。
So that fire is burning obstacles here.
所以那个火在焚烧的是前两道。
Yeah. What's happening at the second one?
那第二道当中发生什么？
It must be burning obstacles both to anything to do with bodhicitta.
How do you know you reach the second path?
你怎么知道你有没有？
First path, you have a personal tragedy.
第一道就是有一些个人的灾难。
Like my mother died, my father died, my brother died, one year.
然后哥哥也死，就在一年内都发生。
What's the second?
第二道是什么？
Is all the learning you're hearing about emptiness?
Yeah, someone teach you the pen.
就有人教给你笔的道理。
So this is fire is at that time.
所以火就是在这个阶段。
Yeah, not very high yet.
还不是在比较高的层次。
Okay. Number 5.
第五点。
We call a gold mine.
就是像宝藏的发心。
Okay. Like where you find gold underground.
就像你在地下找到金子。
Okay, in Sanskrit,
在梵文当中
I can give you the Sanskrit each time.
每次都可以把梵文讲一下。
Sanskrit name is a Nidhi, Nidhi.
梵文叫 Nidhi.
Yeah. And that refers to the first of the six perfections.
这指代的就是六波罗蜜的第一个。
Which is what?
是什么？
Giving, yeah, giving.
就是布施。
So when you say gold mine,
当你说这种宝藏的发心的时候
it means how the bodhisattva practices giving.
就是 okay. 菩萨是如何实践这个布施的。
Then he says.
然后他说。
You give, you make other people happy.
你让他人开心。
With dharma and with physical things.
就通过佛法，还通过一些物质的东西，让他人开心。
And then you teach people who don't like to give things.
然后你教那些不喜欢布施的人怎么布施。
Okay. And it's higher than giving of people who don't have bodhicitta. The bodhisattva's giving.
就菩萨的布施。
Is higher.
是比较高的。
Than giving by other people.
比其他的众生的布施还更高一点。
Because their intention.
因为他们的发心。
Is this should make me a Buddha.
就是说为了成佛。
So I can help other people.
这样我可以帮助其他人。
Yeah. Okay. Number six.
第六点。
Is connect to the second perfection.
是跟第二波罗蜜是相关的。
Which is what?
是什么？
Yeah. Morality. Yeah.
持戒道德嘛。
Yeah. Keep the ten. Right. No killing.
十善业。
No stealing. No sexual misconduct.
不邪淫。
No lying.
不妄语。
No splitting up other people.
不离间。
No harsh word.
不恶语。
No gossip.
不起淫。
No unhappy when other people get something.
就不要嫉妒。
No happy when other people lose something.
就是不要幸灾乐祸。
And no wrong idea about emptiness.
没有邪见。
So that's the ratna in Sanskrit means a jewel.
意思就是宝藏。
Like three ratna means in Sanskrit means the three jewels.
像 three ratna 三宝。
Then akara.
Akara
means the place where you find the jewels.
就是你找到宝藏的地方。
So this one is ratna kara.
所以这一点叫做 ratna kara 这个发现。
And one of the five Dhyani Buddhas is called ratna kara, the yellow one, Southern Buddha.
就是。南方的那个佛是黄色的吗？
保生佛。So this number six is Ratnakara. It's not just jewel.
这一点第六点就是宝源发心，不只是珠宝。
It's where you find the jewels.
就是你在哪找到宝藏。
Okay.
宝源发心。
And it's the perfection of morality.
就是你圆满的让持戒波罗蜜。
Then keeping those ten.
你守持善业。
Anybody keep those ten?
任何守持十善业。
That's a morality.
这就是道德。
But it's not the perfection of morality.
但不代表他已经圆满了这个持戒波罗蜜。
If that person has bodhicitta, want to help the whole world.
如果那个人他有菩提心，想要帮助整个世界。
By keeping morality.
通过守持戒律。
And their goal is I should become Buddha.
他目标是我得成佛。
Then it's this one.
那就是这一点。
Because all of these are mixed with bodhicitta.
因为所有这些都是跟
菩提心。All 22.
这22种都是跟菩提心相关。
Okay, number 7.
第七点。
I like this one. It's the ocean.
我喜欢这个是大海。
大
海发心，如大海发心。
Then Tsongkhapa said.This one relates to the next perfection. What is that?
宗喀巴大师说，这个是跟下一个波罗蜜相关联的是什
么 ？Yeah, don't get angry.
就忍辱安忍，不要
don't get upset.
不要生气。
Weather is bad.
不管好。
Traffic is bad.
天气不好啊，交通很糟糕啊。
Somebody hurts you.
有人伤害你啊。
Then he says a very beautiful thing.
这里写了非常很美的东西。
Why they call the ocean?
为什么叫做如大海的发现
？He says if you have a fire,
如果有火的话
，and you throw it in the ocean,
然后扔到
，or you have a gun,
或是枪
，or a sword,
或是剑
，and you throw it in the ocean,
扔进大海
，then the ocean is just pop.
大海就 pop.
Stay calm. Doesn't care. You know, it doesn't like, oh, you hurt me.
不会说伤害了我。
Just stay calm. The it go, pop, pop.The gun and the fire, and then he's like, he doesn't care.
他不会在乎。
And it's so this number seven.
这是第七点。
Is the bodhicitta.
就发心。
Which doesn't get upset.
就不会生气的发心。
Even if something very bad happens suddenly.
哪怕有些特别糟糕的事情突然间发生。
Mitupa means doesn't get upset.
Mitupa 意思就不会生气。
Yeah.Okay, number 8.
第八点。
Yeah, good. It's like a vajra.
如金刚。
And this relates to the next perfection. What's that, Judy?
这是跟下一个波罗蜜相关的是吗？
Yeah,
精进。
Joyful effort or something?
是精进。
Nowadays, I'm thinking should translate as fun.
我觉得现在新的译法应该是要翻译成有趣。
You know, English is fun.
英语叫有趣。
You know, like when you have teaching or
你教学时啊。
When you're doing this,
当你做这个
and it's 2 o'clock in the morning,
是凌晨两点。
Then you say, let's have fun. You know.
你就说让我们来开心。
You know, and that's number four.
这就是第四点。
Okay, so that's the Vajra.
这就是那个金刚杵。
Then it says, that person's happiness about practicing meditation, practicing Dharma.
就说这个人练习瑜伽、练习佛法的时候很开心。
The demons.
那些障碍魔。
Cannot break it.
魔也没法去摧毁。
So, in Buddhism,
在佛法里
this diamond is named Vajra.
就这个金刚叫金刚杵。
But it means Michepa means unbreakable.
但它的名字 Michepa 意思就是不可摧毁。
Nothing can break it.
没有任何东西可以摧毁。
So even if we stay here till 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock,
哪怕我们在这一直待到凌晨4点5点
，and the demon will try to break it, you know.
这些魔他们会试着干扰的。
Make you tired.
让你很困。
Make you unhappy. I should go to bed.
我得去上床睡觉。
Then it broke.
那它就会裂掉断掉。
But the Bodhisattva's fourth perfection.
他的第四波罗蜜
is unbreakable.
它是不可摧断的。
So sometimes in Buddhism, diamond means cannot be broken.
不可切断的。
By demon.
就不可被不会被魔所摧毁。
Then in the tradition in Tsongkhapa tradition, we don't believe demon is going to walk through the door. Demon is like looking at the clock. Oh, it's 2 o'clock.
You know,
I should go to bed. You know, and break the fun.
就会他就会把这种有趣开心给他摧。
So that's number 8.
这就是第八点。
It connects to that perfection.
它是跟精进第四度波罗蜜相关的。
So all of these are bodhicitta.
所以这些都讲菩提心的。
But this one has a lot of fun in it.
但这一点里面就
The diamond.
就如金刚发心包含很多
unbreakable fun.
有趣，就不可摧毁的这种有趣。
Guess which one is number 9? Next one.
第九个是什么？
Yeah, yeah. I can give him all the Sanskrit if you want.
到时可以问想要的说吧，最后放我名字。
Mountain is
庐山王发心。
It's Achala, Achala.
Achala.
Yeah, yeah. And let me see. Oops. Which perfection?
是哪一个波？
It's left.
还剩下哪一个？
Yeah, meditation.
就禅定。
And he said it should be like a mountain.
这里说的应该像山一样。
Then when you do this mandala,
当你做这个曼陀罗的。
This is supposed to be the whole world.
这应该指代整个世界。
And there are 4 continents.
四大洲。
And this one is the
中间是
Meru.
须弥山。
Middle of the world.
就世界的中央。
Big mountain.
大山
then that mountain will never move.
这山是不会移动的。
So he says not just mountain, but the king of the mountains.
他说不只是一般的山，还是山王。
And then it nothing can shake it.
没有任何东西可以挪动它。
It's the in the Yoga Sutra they call Dhruva the.It's the core of the world.
在金刚瑜伽经里提到，这是世界的核心。
And it represents the 中脉。
它代表就是中脉。
So anyway,
总而言之
，When the Bodhisattva reached number 9,
当菩萨达到第九点的时候
，that meditation cannot shake.
他们的这个冥想禅定是不会有动摇的。
By distraction.
就不会因为一些障碍来动。
Then he says, Tsongkhapa says, what kind of distraction?
那宗喀巴大师说什么样的障碍呢？
And it's the same as in the 金刚经。
跟金刚经里提到的是一样的。
Buddha said, Subhuti says.
须菩提说。
How should we live?
我们应该如何生
活？How should we practice?
如何修行
？How should we think?
如何思维
？And how should we think means never be distracted.
我们应该如何思维？意思就是我们不应该被干扰。
And in Buddhism, we call by the signs of things.
就是我的名义。
Like when I see round.
哦，比方说我看到圆形的时候。
And I see white.
看到白色。
These are signs that this is a cup.
这就是一些迹象，代表这是一个杯子。
So in Buddhism, that's called distracted by the signs.
我就说被这些符号所干扰。
And it means I believe the cup is coming this way.
它含义就是我相信杯子是从外面而来的。
But actually, it's coming this way.
但实际上是从这个方向。
So usually distraction means two, right?
干扰障碍是两种。
One is a mind got too agitated.
一种就是一时就是太散乱了。
And I start to think about yo-tail or something.
开始想油条了。
And or the mind got sleepy.
或是犯困昏沉了。
And my meditation like this.
然后冥想就开始这样子了。
You know, usually those are the two.
通常就是这两种。
But for Bodhisattva.
但是对菩萨。
Look at the cup.
看着这个杯子。
See the signs of the cup.
看到杯子这些形状。
And feeling it's coming this way.
认为好像是感觉是外面而来的。
And then their meditation shaking.
他冥想就会有所动摇。
But when they reach this place,
但是当他们到达这个地方的
时候，it's like the snow mountain.
就像须弥山王一样，雪山一样。
Can never shake by this this distraction.
从来不会被这个障碍所动摇。
It's cool. So very high bodhisattva.
其实这是已经很高阶的菩萨了。
Okay, that's number 9.
这是第九点。
This is gonna go pretty fast.
这太讲得很快了。
I think so.But slow is better, maybe. Okay, number 10 is medicine.
就是如药医药。
The old Sanskrit word for medicine is oshada. Oshada.
古法文它药的一名字叫 oshada.
Yeah, oshada.
Oshada.
And it means herb, like natural herb.
意思就是自然的草药。
Not chemicals.
是化学成。
Then the Sanskrit here is Oshada.
So 这里的范围就 Oshada.
There's only like 3 Sanskrit words that start with O. This is one of them.
这范围词只有三个词是从 O 开始，这是其中一个。
And it cures the let me see.Yeah.There are two kinds of obstacles in Buddhism. They are called negative emotion obstacle.
一种叫烦恼，烦恼障碍。
What's the second one?
烦恼障。
Obstacle to
omniscience.
Yeah, obstacle to omniscience.
所知障。
So these are the two classical.
这是两种很经典的。
Obstacles.
障碍。
Like first one is things like anger.
第一种，比方说愤怒啊
，jealousy，
嫉妒
，desire，
欲望
，they are all negative emotions，
都是这些烦恼障。
And they keep us from nirvana，
就是阻碍我们达到涅槃。
And nirvana is different from enlightenment, right？
涅槃跟证悟是不一样的。
Nirvana just all your negative thought finish.
涅槃只是说所有负面的情绪都。
But your body don't become Buddha.
但是你身体没有成佛。
Then second kind of obstacle.
第二种障碍。
You cannot see all things in all times, in all places.
没办法同时在所有地方看到所有的事物。
That's an obstacle to Buddhahood.
这就是成佛的障碍。
So these are very classical two obstacles that we have.
这就是我们拥有的两种很经典的障碍。
First is negative emotions.
第一种就是负面的情绪。
And second one stop us from Buddhahood.
第二种就是阻碍我们成佛的
，especially from knowing all things，
尤其是阻碍我们全知。
Then medicine，
医药
，number 10，
有第十点。
It means it cures these two problems，
意思就是它会解决这两个问题。
These two obstacles，
这两个障碍。
So that's how we explain number 10.
这就是我们对第十点的解释。
So it's not like normal medicine.
所以不是用普通的药。
And all of these are bodhicitta.
所以这些讲的都是菩提心。
All 22.
所有22种都是。
So this kind of bodhicitta can stop those two obstacles. Cure them.
解决这两种障碍。
Yeah, it's always combined with that, yeah. Okay, number 11.
第十一。
Yeah. It's interesting, the Sanskrit here.
这里的法文很有意思。
It's Mitra.
叫 Mitra.
Like Dhamma Mitra.One of our yoga teachers. And it really just means, sorry. It just means friend. But it's an old word for a spiritual teacher. And that word is the full Sanskrit word is what? Do you know? Mitra is the second half.It's called Kalyana Mitra.
Kalyana Mitra.
Kalyana.
Kalyana.
Mitra.
Mitra.
Means a good deed friend.
就是真正的好朋友。
What's the Tibetan?
藏文是什么？
Geshe. Okay, so when they made that degree, they chose this word. And not all Geshe is a good spiritual friend, but, but the meaning is that it's a translation of Kalyana Mitra. And it was the...a name for spiritual teacher long before the monasteries. You know,
在寺院之前他就指代了就是善知识。
Then this is called the perfection of prayer.
这个就是祈祷圆满的祈祷。
So did we finish all the perfections?
我们是不是已经完成了所有的波罗蜜？
Well, six.
Did we?
Yeah, well, the wisdom.
Sorry, the last one.
抱歉，最后一个。
Number 11.
第十一点。
We didn't finish that. Yeah, number 10.
第十点
is not called the perfection of wisdom. Okay, it's called the wisdom which understand the two kinds of no self.
第十点它不是叫做就是智慧波罗蜜的发心，它是指的就是 understanding of。
Two kinds
of
no self.
就是对两种叫什么人我法无我的这种了解。
First one is a no self of Michael.
第一种就是没有 Michael 的
person.
就人我没有 Michael.
And second is
人无我
no self of things.
第二种就是法无我。
So,
就
And that's a long debate. In that Geshe video, my Lama is asking me a question. He's asking me that question. Because they ask you, which one do you need first? Should I understand Michael first? Or should I understand the cup first? What do you think?
So,
there's a very famous answer.
Do you remember? Well, it has to do if you attain this direct perception of emptiness. First aspect of emptiness is the emptiness of Michael.
Yeah, yeah. When you see directly, he will see emptiness of Eric. She will see emptiness of Joanna. You always see your own emptiness first. And then later you see emptiness of things, including your parts. But when you study it, you study pen. Because it's difficult to understand Michael. Because we are so attached to Michael.
Michael is 很难，因为我们太执着这个 Michael。
Okay.
好吗？
Yeah. Okay. That was number 10. That was still number 10.
Then the...
So it wasn't called the perfection of wisdom yet.
Okay.
Because there are 20 of these and there's only 6 perfections. So there are going to be some other things in here. Okay, number 11. It's called the tapki parchin, means the... In English we call skillful means upaya in Sanskrit. And how should we say? It means a small action, big result. My Lama used to say, in Tibet they didn't have any machines. And to cut the crops, they use a sickle on the Chinese flag. There's a knife, that knife for... Yeah. Then that's not tap, that's not upaya. It's very slow. And then he saw those machines. He said, oh, that's the upaya. It means very powerful
method.
So this is number 11.
Gewe
Shenyan Tabute Ning. Which one? Yeah. It means number 11 is called spiritual friend. So it's interesting because the other ones are like ocean or gold. Number 11 is a person.
Okay.
Ninja dan tapkepe, because they have compassion. And because they know skillful ways, efficient ways, they will help you. Jorgu means... In America, when you get married, when you take this marriage commitment, you have to say, in good times and in bad times. I will stay with you. And that's the meaning here. Because the main quality of a spiritual teacher, in good times or in bad times, they will support that student. And they won't give it up. And their thinking is effective like that machine. Because a 1 minute of real bodhicitta is more powerful than any other action.
Yeah.
And it takes the small good deeds and it makes them big. And when people talk about number 11, they talk about when a bodhisattva does a small good, any good thing, it's like a drop of water drop in the ocean. And it's very difficult to destroy that zhongzi. As long until the ocean dry up, that drop will be there someplace. So that also means very effective. And then he adds that a real Kalyana Mitra to help their student. They're happy to go to the hell.
Oh,
and suffer. If there's a person there, they can help. Okay. Number 12. It's like a chintamani. Wishing jewel. You have a list of them?
Yeah, Chinese.
In the 12? Mm. Wow, cool.
22, but different versions.
Oh, 22. Yeah, okay, good.
But just for reference, I will translate it.
Okay. Okay. So, Chintamani means wishing jewel.
就是许愿宝宝或如意宝。
If you have one.
就如果你拥有的话。
There's a long story, how you have to prepare it.
Oh, prepare
it. You can't just make a wish to this jewel. You have to do many things.
他说话长，因为你要不是说这样马上许愿，你要。
It has to be a certain day of the month.
每个月还有具体的日子。
You have to wash it special way.
还有特殊方式把它洗一洗。
You have to make special prayer.
还要做一些特殊的祈祷。
Then it will. That's a long story.
这故事就很长。
But this one relate to the. He calls perfection of praying prayer.
他这里把它提到圆满的祈祷。
And here's what the prayer says.
那祈祷是这样祈祷的。
This jewel is like a prayer.
这个如意宝就好像祈祷一样。
And here's how he describes the prayer.
他是这样来描述。So
you are praying for a list of things like.
你这祈祷当中有列了几项东西。
In America, the kids will give their parents a list of. Gifts for Christmas. I want a bike. I want a dog.
我列一个圣诞节礼物的清单，我要自行车，我要一只小狗。
Changchen Sangeki Kudupa, may I achieve the body of a Buddha?
希望我获得正得佛身。
Shinisale Ndawa, may I go up from the lower understandings to higher understandings.
愿我的理解可以从低到高，达到最高的理解证悟。
Sangedan Chansen Nanda Mindawa, may I always hang out with Buddha and Bodhisattvas.
愿我永远都能与佛跟菩萨来往。
Yang Chiki Chokchu Jitiki comes to Kowadan, may I learn to sing the one song which helps the whole world.
愿我能够学习一首能帮助到全世界的歌。
Konjo Sungi Rigyun Michepa. In this world, may the three jewels never be interrupted.
就希望在这个世界里三宝能够永远传承下去。Getsa Kangi Sangi Namna Kuti Chawan Tupi Getsa Dedaya.
May I always respect the Buddhas.
愿我永远都能尊重诸佛。
And those are the prayer here, in this case.
在这里的祈祷的内容。
Number 12.
第十二点。
Which is like a jewel.
就好比宝石一样。
Because it makes those prayers come true.
因为它会让这些祈祷成真，许愿成真。
So, Bodhicitta. Makes those prayers come true.
会让这些发愿都圆满。
Like the Chintamani.
就像这个如意宝一样。
Okay, what number now?
13.
Yeah, 13. Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
我们进展还挺好。
He calls it Toki Parchin means a Bala Paramita. It means the perfection of power.
这里指的就是圆满的力量。
So he's got more than six perfections here.
所以这里不止六波罗蜜多。
Because there's 20, right?
因为总共有
The first two are just introduction.
头两者只是个介绍而已。
And they apply to everything.
就适用于一切。
Earth and gold.
大地跟黄金。
Apply to everything.
就适用于一切。
Okay, number 13.
第十三。
It's like the sun.
好比太阳。
Do gyuki gewe loto yonso mibu chepe nikite. Because when it shines on that person's students,
就当它照射到那个人的学生的时候，
the function of the sun in Buddhism,
在佛法里太阳的作用，
is to make crops grow,
就让庄稼成长。
So this bodhicitta is like the sun that makes the crops grow.
这菩提心就好比太阳一样，会让万物生长。
How?
如何呢？
They like to support their students.
他们喜欢支持学生。
So you know there's the 10 perfections.
他知道有十波罗蜜。
In Buddhism.
在佛教里。
Six are, usual six. And there's four extra. And that's how to help your students. What are they? You remember? What's the first one? Sangsing. Do you remember? We talked about it, I think.
Give them material.
Yeah, good. Yeah, give them food, give them money. Second one?
Is that a praise them?
Yeah, encourage them. Yeah, yeah, you are so great. You're my best student. I have so many students, but you are the best one. Third one?
Help them.
Third one is, what should I say? Encourage them to do what you teach them. So I taught you all these things, please do something. That's the third one. Fourth one, do you remember? That's the most famous, most difficult.
Do the same career or same thing together?
No, it means that what you say they should do, you should be a good example. The most difficult. So you tell them to be never get angry, then you should never get angry. Okay, so this number 13 is first emphasize the first one of those four, which is support them. Give them money, food, make them happy. And then finally, teach your students the six perfections. And then finally, teach all living beings the six perfections. Like that. That's number, what number are we on? 13.
Yeah.
Then Tsongkhapa says, this mainly relate to, you know, four kinds of giving, Ratnakara, right? Mm-hmm. Yellow Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we taught it in Kamala Shila. There are four tantric vows. For Ratnakara. First one is, yeah, things, sangsing mingjik, fearlessness. But fearlessness means treat everybody equal. So give material things.
Give
equanimity, teach everybody same. What's the third one?
Is it love or
dharma? Dharma. And the fourth one is give love. These are four tantric vows. How many tantric vows in the five Buddhas?
You said 122.
No, just the five Buddhas.
Oh, just the five Buddha families.
I think it's 19, I'm not sure. I believe it's 19, I don't remember. Anyway, this only relates to giving Dharma and giving things. This one, number 13. Number
13.
Give Dharma and give things. Okay. Number 14. This one he calls the perfection of wisdom. And it's called Lu. Lu means song. Then he says a song of Chisa. Chisa means Pishatsa, when you go, Pishatsa, you know, when you give those tormas, there's a special preta called Chisa. Hmm. And Chisa means they can only eat bad smells. Like poo-poo smell or pee-pee smell, they live on those for food.
Cool.
There's one kind of bad spirit.
Mm-hmm. 鬼神他们的只能吃到那些很不好味道的食物。
The Sanskrit word is Gandharva. Gandharva.
梵文叫 Gandharva。
Ganda means smell, right?
Ganda 意思就是闻味道。
Then, but there's a certain, but there's another kind of Gandharva.
还有另外一种 Gandharva。
Which is the musician in the Buddha paradise.
一种就是在佛国净土里的音乐。
So you have to be careful not to make a mistake here.
然后在讲梵文词啊，他说
It says the song of a Gandharva. So if you don't know what you're doing, you will translate it wrong. So anyway, they make a very beautiful music.
And
the 14th kind of bodhicitta has the beautiful song of wisdom. The perfection of wisdom. Because that song is so beautiful that the student wants to understand Kongxing. And after they sing the song, the student wants to learn Jinepechu and Jitawechu. Jinepechu and Jitawechu. Jitawechu is easy. It means how do all things exist?
那学生就想学习两点，第一个就是，所有事物是如何存在的。
It means 空性。
就是空性。
But Jinepechu means.
Jinepechu 意思是。
All the stuff in the universe, like, what is the color of that planet, and what are people thinking on the Jupiter?
这宇宙的颜色呀，木星人上的人们在想什么呀？
So it's called the total way of all things and the total quantity of all things. And so the first one is Kongxing, emptiness. And the second one is actually see all things everywhere, understand them, like scientists. Yeah, okay, that's 14. That's the song.
15.
Is king.
国王
And the Sanskrit is nirpa. Nirpa.
梵文叫 napa.
Nirpa.
Nirpa.
Then I like this word because the Sanskrit word for man.
因为梵文词就是男人
，ner，
就是 ner。
And in Rome，
在罗马
，the emperor of the world at that time，
就当时整个世界的帝王
，was Nero，
叫做 Nero。
And it means ner， the man，
就是男人
，big man，
就是大。
So this root is the word for king here is the big man.
Yeah,
and it refers to having clairvoyance. Clairvoyance means I can hear what they are saying in the reception right now.
就是拥有巨大的神通，比方说我现在可以听到他们在那里讲什么。
What's Veronica doing in the like in Arizona right now.
现在 Veronica 在亚利桑那州干嘛？
Those are clairvoyants.
这些都是神通。
Five types.
五大神通。
So that's this bodhicitta.
就是第十五个菩提心指的是这个。
It's clairvoyance.
就是神通。
And it's like a king because it's very powerful.
就像帝王一样，又非常强大。
Then it refers to.Then he has a list, okay?
A, B, C, D.
I did it on the plane. 5, 6, 7. One moment of bodhicitta.
像这样的一刻的菩提心。
Has enough power for, he gives 7 different things. It can do 7 different things.
可以做到七种不同的。
These are all part of number 15.
这些都是第十五个。
Okay, so one moment of that real bodhicitta.
一瞬间的这样的真正的菩提心。
Is enough to do 7 different things.
就足以做七种不同的事情。
Number one.
第一种。
Chokchi jikten tamje dawa, can can pass beyond all the planets.
就可以同时去到所有的星球。
In the universe.
宇宙中。
Number one.
第一种。
Then this is cool. Number two.
第二点。
He says you take one hair.
就拿一根头发。
Ouch. Okay, you take one hair.
拿一根。
And you split it into 100 pieces.
分成
one hair.
一根头发分成一百。
And even if you hold it up,
哪怕你拿起来,
then there are many creatures living on that.
上面有很多生物住在上面.
Thousands.
就数以千计.
Of small creatures are living on that.
就很多小小的生命在上
面. But your hand is so gentle.
但你手非常的柔软.
That it doesn't hurt any of them.
就非常柔，就不会伤害到任何的其中
一个。It's very interesting.
就很有意思。
Okay. Yeah. Oh, by the way, it's not that easy.
还没那么简单。
That bodhisattva can also use 1/100th of a hair.
这个菩萨也可以用这个一根头发的一百分之一。
Can put it under an ocean.
把它放到海里。
And lift up the ocean.
放到海底。然后呢，用它来撑起整个海洋。
On a million planets, at the same time.
同时在one million.
Yeah.
同时在一百万个宇宙当星球当中。
And the water won't be disturbed. All the animals living in those oceans, they will be happy. You know, he will lift up the ocean from those planets with one hand.
他会从用一根。头发的百分之一，同时从这些宇宙当中来，撑起整个。
And they're all happy. Nothing happened to them.
而且那些生物，海洋中生物都很开心。
Like I caught one roach in. We had a terrible hotel in Hong Kong.
我在香港住酒店很可怕。
This room is so nice. Thank you.
这个房间太好了。
We had a roach coming out of the bathtub, you know.
Then
I'm taking the toilet paper, you know. That's why I need extra toilet paper.
Sorry, I didn't give you.
Yeah, you didn't give me. I'm picking them up, you know. Then I heard him, you know, his leg broke. So the bodhisattva can lift the 1 million ocean.
然后菩萨可以就是，用一根头发百分之一，然后撑起一百个海洋。
None of that doesn't hurt.
一百万个海洋。
Then there are billions of
东西会受伤。
Billions of small creatures inside the ocean, right?
然后那个海洋当中有数十亿计的生命。
He doesn't hurt them.
然后也不会伤到这些生命。
Then at the end, in Abhidhamma third chapter.
阿毗达摩之首论第三章。
At the end of this world.
在这个世界的终结束的时候。
And scientists say the same thing.
科学家说
的是。The sun we call supernova.
就叫什么
超行星。
超行星。
In Abhidhamma says 700% grow. Seven times normal.
就增长七倍。
And in the beginning it will kill all the people.
最初的时候所有人死光。
Too hot.
太热。
Then it will dry all the, sorry, kill all the plants.
接着就烧毁掉所有的植物被。
And then all the oceans will dry out.
然后所有的海洋会干枯。
And then the mountains will melt.
然后呢，海山会融化摧毁。
And then finally, that planet will.
最终整个宇宙。
But the bodhisattva at this level, 15,
此时这里指的十五的菩提心。
That fire.
菩萨这个。
He can go.And it will stop it.
这样火菩萨一吹口气就可以把它灭了。
Okay, that's number, that's the third one.
这是第三个神通。
Then in the end of the world, there's also a very strong wind.
然后在世界终结时有种特殊的风。
That destroys all the buildings.
会把所有的建筑摧毁。
Then that bodhisattva can go like this.
那个菩萨可以这样。
Stop. And finish it.
就把它停止了。
That's the fourth part.
这是第四个神通。
Are you still a bodhisattva at that level?
It sounds like, yeah.
钟老师问他在那个道层次还只是。
But you're getting higher and higher. So 15 is pretty high. Then he said something I don't understand completely.
It
says with one kyochung, you can fill the sky on a million planets. Kyochung means when you cross your legs. You know, when you go like this. That's called kyochung. And I don't understand this part, and I didn't have time to check.
Can you repeat
this part? Yeah. One kyochung can fill the sky on a million planets. So I have to study this one. I don't understand it. Yeah, I'm not sure what he's talking about. Sometimes one kyochung means just to sit in meditation one time. Like sometimes we say, in one kyochung, I will become Buddha, and you refuse to move until you finish. But I don't know why it fills the sky. I'm not sure.
Okay. I didn't have time to
study
it.
Okay, now this one's a funny number. 15 A, B, C, D, E. The sixth part of 15. If you take one hair and you tie it on the snow mountains of a planet, you can pick up the planet and just throw it.
Okay.
Like you take one hair and tie it on the planet, on a mountain. You pick a high mountain
and you
tie it around the mountain and you go and you can throw a planet. But he says 1 million planets. Okay. Last part of 15. That bodhisattva can look at the Buddhas on all the planets.
They can look at the Buddhas on all planets.
And listen to their teaching from here. Okay. Can stay here. And can listen to what they're teaching. And can also see what all the living beings are doing.
Non-Buddhists.
And at that same time can see what is their past life. Yeah, so that's all number 15.
Yeah,
I think it was the king, right?
Can the bodhisattva see all this during their meditation, or even they come out of meditation, they can still see?
I don't think they have to be in meditation, because clairvoyance is doesn't have to be in meditation. Those five clairvoyance. Okay. Yeah. He didn't say. And I'm not sure it relates to level. But there's another writer who lived 100 years later. And he divided those 22, sorry, he divided the different kinds of bodhicitta according to which of the 10 bodhisattva levels you are. So somebody tried it. His name is Jinpa Dargye, Kecho Jinpa Dargye. And he wrote a separate book about the 22. So I read that for a long time, but then I saw Tsongkhapa. Tsongkhapa is better. But someday if you want to learn that one, we can do it. It's not too long. It's 25 pages long. It would be nice to translate. It's a nice essay. The whole book's about bodhicitta.
Yeah,
it's an essay on bodhicitta.
And
he talks about that. And it's here, but we won't have time. 16.
第十六点。
What do we always say at the end of the class?
我们在结束课堂时经常。
给我的，给我滚，是那面西草草心。So the second line means.
就结束时。
If you do something with understanding 空性。
就当你带着空性做某些事情的时候。
We don't call good karma or bad karma.
就不会把它称为善业或恶业了。
We call preparing your Buddha body and mind.
我们把它叫做 preparing your Buddha body and mind.
Yeah.
准备你的佛的身心，叫做。
It's called collection of good and a collection of wisdom. Its name is not karma. We cannot use the word. What a Buddha does is not karma.
那佛陀做的只是就不能用业力这个词来形容。
We have a different word.
我们就用另外一个词来形容。
It's called collection of good and collection of wisdom.
哦，就叫做积累福德，collection of good and collection of
wisdom.
积累福德。
智慧质量吧。Yeah, very famous in that prayer, you know, because the collection of good creates a Buddha's body.
因为积累福，叫什么？福德资粮就是可以有佛身。
And the collection of wisdom creates a Buddha's mind.
积累福慧资粮是有可以佛的意识。
So if you start collecting those two sets of causes,
当你开始聚集这两种因的时候
，It's like a treasure house.
就像这个珠宝的房子。
Yeah. So that's number 16. It's called a treasure house.
第十六个叫做宝库。
And it also has to do with offering. Sunyam means to offer food to the monks.
它也，sunya.
Offering food to the monks,
就是指的是就是布施食供养食物给僧人
and offering flowers to the monks,
供花给僧人
which are all ways to respect sangha,
总是很尊重僧团
and it's also the desire to give everybody the body and mind of a Buddha,
就是。总是希望能够让所有人都获得佛陀的，这样身心、意识跟身体。
So in Kamala Shila's commentary,
在莲花界大师的论述当中
，You know, Buddha told Subhuti,
佛陀就教须菩提
，You should put everybody into Nirvana. The Bodhisattva should put everybody into Nirvana.
菩萨应该让所有众生获得涅槃。
Where there is no body or mind,
就是。他们就没有身心了。
Then Kamala Shila says that we have to be careful with this word, no body, no mind.
就是莲花界的是说，我们这里讲没有身体和意识，一定要很小心。
The lower school.
就比较低的派别。
Say when you reach Nirvana.
就当你获得涅槃的时候。
You have no body, you have no mind.
就你没有身体，也没有意识啊。
But the higher school.
但比较高的派别
人。And especially Tantra.
尤其是在密乘当中。
Say at that time you're.Body turns into Buddha.
你的身体在那时，你的身体就变成佛。
And four parts of your mind turn into Buddha, and these are the five Buddhas.
就然后你你意识的四个部分 ，four parts of mind become Buddha.
Yeah, it's actually three and a half, but it's okay.
你意识的四个部分也会变成了佛陀，所以实际上只有三个半，但实际上没有关系。
Okay.So it's not that you lose your body and mind.
这不是说你就失去了你的身体的意识。
You lose your dirty body and mind.
你是失去了你的这些有染污的身体和意识。
Okay, that's all. That's 16.
这是第十六点。
17.
第十七点。
What is that, Joanna? Oh yeah, it's as a highway.
就是高速公路。
In Sanskrit, it's Mahamarga or something like that.
You know.
Let me check, actually. Let me check that. The Sanskrit is... Yeah, Mahamarga. It means big road.
就大道。
We had Marga this weekend in Hong Kong. Karma Marga, Path of Karma.
Oh, 我们这一周在香港讲到那个道嘛，就业道。
So, Maha means big, right?
Maha is
like Mahayana. So big path.
就大道。
So it should be like a highway or something.
就应该像高速公路一
样。Let me see. So then.So then this is the highway. They always call it in the Buddhist book, they always say the highway which was traveled by all the bodhisattvas and Buddhas before.
Oh, 在佛法里他们总是会把它称为就之前诸佛和菩萨所走过的大道。
And will be traveled by all the Buddhists and bodhisattvas in the future.
也是未来诸佛菩萨将要走的道路。
Yeah, not really. Yeah, this is a difficult one. Shubhasambho, the Sanskrit word is a.The Sanskrit word here is yana. In the original. In the original verse. And I can give him all this stuff. You know. I can give you the file. But this is the Sangha's verses. And I put the numbers. So 18 is yana. So the word here is yana. The original.
Yana.
By Maitreya. So you know Mahayana.
就是车辆，
大乘，
big vehicle,
big vehicle.
就大的这些，叫什么呀？交通工具。
So usually it's like a horse or something.
通常是像马呀。
Okay, or a cart.
或者车。
Okay, and here, he said. It says a good vehicle.
就说好的这些交通工具。
That doesn't fall into the two sides of the, you know the, when you have a road and you have two ditches on the side.
就是我们比如说路马有两边是有沟渠的。
Then we say it doesn't fall into the two extremes.
就是不会堕到两端。两边。
One problem.
一个问题是
is to think it's okay, I can live like I used to live.
就说没关系啊，我可以按我之前的这样来继续生活。
And the other problem is,
第二个问题是
if I reach nirvana, I will disappear.
如果我证得涅槃，我就消失了。
So then a good car doesn't fall into either idea.
就好的车不会堕到这两种想法。
Like maybe it's okay to live like this.
就或许可以继续这样生活。
No, don't use seeds.
就不用种子。
Then the other problem is,
第二个问题是
I will reach nirvana and I will disappear.
我会证得涅槃，然后就消失了。
So, what this meaning is,
这个的含义是
to avoid, we call it avoid the two cliffs. This is a cliff, right?
就是避免两个悬崖。
Yeah.
堕入两个悬崖。
Then that's a definition of middle way.
这就是中道的定义。
Don't fall off the,Don't fall off this cliff.
就不要从这个悬崖上掉下去。
Everything exists the way I see it. It's coming this way.
就是认为一切都是我看到一切都从外面。
Then the other cliff is
另外一边。
If it doesn't exist this way,
如果不是从这边过来的话
then it's not real.
那就不是真的。
Okay, cool.
好吗
？Middle way is
中道是
coming from me.
是我从我来的。
But it's real.
但是真的。
I asked the Hong Kong people, you know,
我问了香港的那些人
if the pen is
如果笔
coming from my mind,
是我的意识而来的
is it real?
它是真的吗
Then they said, they look confused, you know,
他们就开始困惑了
They say, come here.
我就过来
Then I give a guy a mustache. Then I said, look, it's real.
我说你看是真的
It's coming from your mind.
是来自于你的意识
But it's real.
但是真的
In the monastery,
在寺院里
I told you many times, if you say, even though it's coming from my mind, it's real.
尽管它是来自我的意识，但它是真的。
They will hit you.
他们会打你的。
You have to say because it's coming from my mind is real.
你必须得说是因为它来自我意识，所以它是真的。
Yeah, I like that. So number 18.
第十八点。
It's like a good vehicle.
就是像好的交通工具。
It doesn't go off this way.
不就不会从这边堕下堕落下去。
But here's the road.
就路在这边。
And it doesn't fall off the road.
它不会从路那边掉
下去。This one is the cup is coming from the cup.
这边就是啊，杯子是从杯子。
And this one is.
这个是。
If the cup's coming from me, it's not real.
如果杯子是从我而来的，它就不是真的。
Yeah, yeah. But a good car or a good horse stays in the middle.
就好的车，好的马，它是走在中间的。
And that's the definition of middle way.
这就是中道的定义。
You okay? You have some.
Okay, it's your turn.
Yeah, you got. We almost finished. May we go some sleep today?
都快讲完了，好，可以睡觉。
Veronica said I have to finish.
Okay.
She said you always take from Mr. Wu, you never give him something.
你总是从我那里得到东西，没有给
他东西。We almost finished.
我们快讲完了。
Okay, 19. Okay, this one is cool. It's a water from a spring.What do you call that? Water from the spring. Spring comes up from under the ground. The water. Okay. And it means the bodhicitta, which has the power to remember all the details of the Dharma. And not forget.And teach to others without any effort.
而且可以毫不费力地交给其他。
Topa mepa means.
Topa mepa 意思是
with no block.
就是没有任何障碍。
What is it in Sanskrit?
梵文当中是什么
？To teach with no block.
就是毫无。
Like just can talk like that, you know.
就是可以这样很顺畅。
It's a.Sangha. Yeah, yeah. So he's playing here. It's his name. Asanga means no block. Can talk just like this, you know. So number 19 is the spring. And it means can remember all the Dharma. And can teach it like a spring. You know, just keep going. Then he says, Asanga goes deeper. He says, there are two kinds of springs. One is this one that goes, you know, it goes from the bottom, it goes up in the air.
You know?
And the other kind of spring, we have at Diamond Mountain. The water...We call it, in English, we say, the water seeps out of the stones. If you take the water, then next morning it will slowly come back. You see? It doesn't go like this. A sangha says, "This is the one that goes like this." And in the Sanskrit, it's a special kind of spring. It's not usual kind of spring.
它还不是那种常见的喷泉，是用比较特殊的喷泉。
Let me check the Sanskrit. It is we call prasravanodaka. Prasravanodaka.When you spread your feet in a pose and you do a forward bend, it's called prasarana. And samsara comes from the same word, spread. So anyway, it means this kind of special. And then he says something cool. He says that it includes...The Dharma which people heard before in the world. And it includes the Dharma which the people haven't heard before. So the water that is still hidden.
就是这个水还藏在底下的水。
Means the Dharma which nobody heard recently in the world.
就是只是说进来就全球的人们都还没听过。
And the water which is already visible.
就已经那些可见的喷泉这部分。
It's the Dharma which people already heard in this world.
就是指的是这个世界人们已经听过的。
And that Bodhisattva inside is both.
那这里就内在就菩提心涵盖了这两个。
So they are pouring the water, but half is.People never saw before.
就是喷泉，喷涌而出，但有一半是人们还没有看到。
And half is people saw before.
一半就人们已经看到了，之前看过的。
Cool. I like it. And it never ends.
而且是源源不绝的。
Okay. I like that one. He has a long explanation of the two kinds of springs.
接下来他就关于这两种喷泉很。
Took me a long time to
花了我很多时间
study it.He quotes a very old book about the two kinds of
springs.
Okay, number 20. Yeah, it's called Danyan. It means a sweet sound, but it also means guitar. Like sitar or guitar.
Yeah.
And there's a very famous Buddhist poem.
还有一个很有名的，就是佛教里的一些偈子。
It's a four lines.
这四句。
And it's called Chöki Domshi, the four principles of the Dharma.
也就佛法的四个法则。
And it's actually the test of a Buddhist book.If the Buddhist book is talk about those four, it's a Buddhist book. If it doesn't talk about those four, it's not a Buddhist book.
那就如果佛教有强调这四点，才是佛教的书籍没有谈到就不算。
And we studied it in ACI a long time ago.
我们很久以前在 ACI 课堂上。
I have to always look it up again. You know.
我总是要经常再去看一看。
Duje tamje ni mitakpa sakje tamje dunya no chu tamje ni dame po nyanga ne depane shiwa. Very famous.
就很有名。
First one.
第一个。
Anything which has a cause will die.
就任何有因的都会死亡灭亡。
Anything which is not pure will give you pain.
就任何不纯净会带给你痛苦。
Nothing is itself.
一些诸法无我。
And only nirvana is peace. The only peace is nirvana.
涅槃寂静。
This is very. If the book doesn't talk about that, it's not a Buddhist book.
如果一本书没有谈到这些，它就不是佛法的书籍。
Then when you tell that to somebody,
当你把这个告诉别人的时候
，if they really understand it,
如果他们真的明白的话
，it sounds beautiful as the song of a guitar.
听上去就好像一曲美丽动听的音乐，就像吉他声一样。
And this Bodhisattva can declare it on many planets at the same time.
这样的菩萨可以同时在很多的宇宙星球当中演奏。
Okay.
好吗
？21.
21.
Major river.
主要的河流。
Like
江河
like Yangtze River.
像长江啊。
Mississippi River. So a river doesn't care who touches it.
江河它不会在乎谁触碰了它的。
It's equal to all people.
它对所有众生都是平等对待的。
Like everybody can drink water and everybody can wash in this river.
Anybody can what?
Wash their body in this river.
就可以在河里洗澡。
The river doesn't say I like you, I don't like you.
江河不会说我喜欢你，我不喜欢你。
And that river of love from Bodhisattva.
就是菩萨的爱的河流。
Never stops.
永不枯竭。
It always helps others.
永不停止，永远会。
It combines many smaller rivers of ways to help people.
它会汇聚所有的小小的江河去帮助众生。
And it understands.
它明白。
That the mind and the object of the mind are the same.
就一时跟一时的主体它对象它是一致的一样。
Then some people didn't understand that.
有些人就没有明白这一点。
And they said, oh, this is my mind or something like that.
他说这是我的意识之类
的。But it's not what Buddha meant here.
但这不是佛陀在
这里说的。It's that, the mind that sees the cup and the cup which the mind sees.
就是一直看到这个杯子，就是被一时看到的杯子。
Both coming from the same seed.
都是来自于同一个种子。
So here's the seed.
种子在这里。
Planted, I don't know, last week.
比方说上周中下的。
Then time.
时间时间。
Then the seed opens.
然后种子。
Into Michael and the cup.
创造出了 Michael 和这个杯子。
So if I understand that.
如果明白这一点。
It's like a powerful river.
它就好比一条强大的河流。
To help people.
可以帮助他人。
So I like this one.
我也喜欢这一个。
Then he talks about how the river treats everybody equal.
接着谈到江河如何平等对待众生。
He says,
他说到
people who are blind,
盲人
people who are deaf,
聋子
people who are crazy,
就是那些比较疯的人。
People who take off their clothes and run around, like really crazy. It happened to in my lama's class one time.
那些真的很已经疯了的、很疯狂的人，他们会脱掉衣服到处跑的，在我上师的课堂上就出现过。
One guy got crazy, took off his clothes.
对，就疯掉了，脱掉衣服到处跑。
Then my lama said, "I'm going upstairs. You take care of it."
我小和尚说：“我要上楼去了，你就处理好。”
Then he took all the lama's things.
他就把所有上师的东西都拿走。
Carefully, he made a big mountain.
然后慢慢的堆成一座山。
In the middle of the church, in the middle of the temple.
就在寺院中间堆起来。
Then we had to call the police. You know.
我们还得打电话叫警察。
Anyway, that river doesn't care. Even if you are that crazy, the river still treat you equal.
但是呢，那个河流它不会在乎，哪怕你那样疯狂，它还是会平
衡。Those who are hungry.
那些饥渴的人。
Those who are thirsty.
饥饿。口渴的人
Those who became animal
那些变成动物的
Hungry ghost
恶鬼啊
Or hell
地狱的人
Still teach all of them equally
同样会平等的去帮助、
like、
教他们
River doesn't say I won't wash you, you know?
然后河流江河不会说我就不给你 洗澡
That's all
就这些
22, then we can go to bed, maybe.
第二十二个，或许
我们可以睡觉。Yeah, cloud.
云。
And that's the highest one.
就是最高的。
Then, in the sky.
在天空当中。
The clouds will. First, there's no clouds.
首先是无没有云的。
Then the clouds will start to form.
然后呢，云就开始形成。
And grow, right?
扩大。
And then they will disappear.
然后就消失。You know,
and then no more cloud.
然后再也没有云了。
So it means this is the highest kind of bodhisattva.
这是最高的一种菩萨。
Has the highest bodhicitta.
就最高的菩提心。
Can stay in like Amitabha's paradise, or we call Tushita, Ganden.
会在。
Yeah.
在佛就佛陀的净土，比方说兜率天。
And then sometimes they form a cloud.
有时候它们形成云。
It means emanate to the earth.
它象征意思就是化身到地球上。
And they pretend to do the 12 deeds of a Buddha.
然后 pretend.
It's always pretend.
就假装去做佛行佛陀的十二种事业。
This Buddha, you know, in our world, Gautama,
就在
Shakyamuni.
在我们这个世界，佛陀就是释迦牟尼佛。
He was Buddha before he came here.
他来到这里之前早已。
But he pretend to be born as a prince.
但是他假装就视线成为。
He pretend to see suffering.
视线为看到痛苦啊。
He pretend to run away.
视线为离家出走。
He pretend to meditate. 视线
冥想啊。
Pretend to become Buddha.
视线成佛。
Then pretend to die.
然后视线念佛。
12 deeds.
就是十二种行为
and we say just all he's pretending.
我们说全部是
Then like a cloud.
就像云一样
So cloud come to the sky.
云出现来到
Born.
开始形成
Grow up.
长大扩展
Become Buddha.
就成佛
And die.
又死掉消失
But it's all just his play. He's playing.
只是他的游舞而已
To show us what we have to do.
就是视线给我们看我们该怎么做
like a cloud
就像云一样
and that's all
就这些
there's one funny part here Last one here. All the sutra here says, that person will pretend to do all the things that the Buddha does.
那个人会事先做佛陀所有做的事情。
Including looking at things like an elephant looks at things.
包括就是用动物看待事物的方式看待事物。
And that's the last sentence in the sutra from which the 22 came. The 20,000 verses. 25,000 verses.
就是在那个般若二万五千颂里的关于二十二个菩提心的经文的最后一点。
So the source of a Sangha's 22.
所以无著菩萨的二十二种菩提心的它的出处。
Was an older sutra.
它是源自于更古老。
And someday we can have fun and read it. You know,
有机会有时间我们找一篇。
It's about 20 pages.
大概20页。
But the last sentence is, when you come to this world as a Buddha, you will look at things the way the elephant looks at things.
当你从那里成佛，然后来视线，在这个视线来到这个世界上的时候，你会以旁生动物看到事物的方式来看待事物。
Then I was like, what's that? You know?
这里在
And I check. I can use our database.
因为我可以用数据库。
You know, I can use search program.
我可以用检索系统。
And I can say, what does that mean?
我就可以说这里是什么意思。
And in 1 minute, I can search 15,000 books.
就一分钟，我就可以搜索数十页的。
And I found it.
That
I thought I'll read it to you. It's fun.
读给你听，很有
意思。I cut it. You can use the search program, cut it out, put it in here. You know.
因为解锁系统可以从多个内容当中截取出来，然后放在一起。
What does it mean to look at things like an elephant?
就说像动物一样看待事物什么意思？
Yusin Nujom Ne Sumbatar. So there's a sutra that talks about it.
有一本经文有提到。
Tengna Dupa La Kede Mita. Don't look at things above.
不要抬头看。
Ogla Dupa Gurmita. Don't bend your neck and look down.
不要低头往下看。
Yeyin Na Dupa La Mixerted. Don't look at things to the left and right like that.
不要这样左右看。
No, don't move your head like this.
就不要抬头这样看。
Don't do that.
不要这样。
And don't twist your neck and look at the things behind you.
不要扭转脖子看到你背后的东西。
And don't try to see what's far away.
不要试着看远方的东西。
And don't look too close at things, you know.
不要太近盯。
Just see.
就只是看。
It means to see emptiness.
意思是看空虚。
It means don't try very hard.
就不用很努力的。
Like that. It's just like.
就这样。
And then see emptiness.
就看空虚。
So that's how an elephant looks.
这就是动物这样看。
So I like that one.
我也喜欢这点。
It means you try too hard to see emptiness.
就是你太用力想看到空心。
And you won't see it.
你这样是看不到的。
But if you just relax.
但如果你只是放松。
That's how an elephant looks.
这是动物怎么看的。
That's all.
就这些。
Yeah. Good.
好。
Yay.